We cannot get enough. And after Prince died, apparently none of you can either. Last week, sales of his music skyrocketed. His album, The Very Best of Prince, with songs like Kiss and Purple Rain, shot to number one on the charts. Nielsen says sales were up 42,000% from the previous 3 days before his death. That's sales were up to over 500,000 from about 1,400. And then this happened.
Came into this world, daddy's little girl.
Beyoncé dropped her new album, Lemonade, on Saturday. It came out as a visual album on HBO and is streaming exclusively on Tidal, the company her husband Jay-Z bought and rebranded last year as the only streaming service that artists have an ownership stake in. So can you draw a line directly from Prince's fierce stand on owning his own catalog to Beyoncé's ferocious I am the executive producer roar on Tidal? Because both Prince and Beyoncé are charging in an era of free streaming. Peter Kafka at Recode has been following this. He joins us now from New York. And Peter, the timing of Beyoncé's release was a coincidence this past weekend. But did you see this connection from Prince to her?
I think there's a dotted line, right? These are both big, important cultural figures. Prince obviously was a much bigger and more important cultural figure a while ago, who want a lot of autonomy and control over what they produce and how they produce it. The big difference is Prince really did have control ultimately over his music. He eventually owned everything himself. And that's why you can only get his full catalog via Tidal. It's the only place he wanted to put it out. You can't buy it anywhere else. You can't stream it anywhere else. Beyoncé, for the time being, has her stuff sort of at Tidal, but it's also now at iTunes. It's at Amazon. Her company or her Tidal says the stuff will be streaming exclusively on Tidal for perpetuity. People in the music industry I talked to aren't sure about that. And the difference is she doesn't own her own music. Sony, the label she records for, owns her own music, at least for now.
Well,
that's
also
the big difference.
Yeah, there's also the little aspect that there's been complete social media apoplexy about Beyoncé's release, especially on Tidal, because Jay-Z owns it. And Jay-Z's infidelity is the subject of scorn on her album. It's what propels it. So people are debating, is she ultimately, though, dependent on him to release it? Or is she making that a part of his public humiliation? You know, I'm going to out your infidelity and use your service.
I'm not going to go too far down that. I will say, though, that she doesn't have to release it exclusively on Tidal.
Right.
She certainly could have put – so even if she's got a real beef with Jay-Z, real or imagined, she did decide to put the stuff out through Tidal, at least for now. So
Maybe
things aren't completely terrible at the Beyoncé
right,
Carter household.
Right. You know, I'm gonna humiliate you, honey, but let's put this on your service too. But anyway, putting all that aside, put this in context. I mean, you know, there are people like Ben Cesario in The New York Times applauding both Prince posthumously and Beyoncé and saying – you know, maybe this is a little bit of the beginning of the end for free music. I mean, he says, look, if you're not paying for it, you're cheap, except kids, you know, but that's what kids are supposed to do, earn money and, you know, go buy your albums. That this free music thing has really hurt the industry. And maybe this is a shift. You say what?
I don't think free music is going away. I remember free music has been around for a long time. It used to just be called piracy. That's been batted down a little bit. Now there's sort of YouTube, which is a gray area. It's probably the world's biggest music service. A lot of the musicians are upset about that. And then you've got services like Spotify, which allow you to pay for music or get it for free if you want to listen to ads. Again, you can listen to radio for free and listen to ads. So there's lots of different variations. I think the interesting idea will be, will you see more people follow in Prince's footsteps and Beyoncé's footsteps and Taylor Swift's footsteps and Adele's footsteps and say, I have enough power, I have enough clout, I'm going to say more about the way my music is distributed.
Yeah. Well, Tidal hosted Kanye West's latest album in February, but it has struggled to catch up with Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah, no, those are Spotify and Apple Music are big platforms with big leads. Tidal said, we're going to have these exclusives. We're going to have Rihanna, we're going to have Beyoncé, we're going to have Kanye West as exclusives. Those haven't stayed exclusives forever. Again, Kanye West said this stuff will stay exclusively on Tidal, and it didn't. It moved eventually to Apple Music and other places. Again, if you really want full control over whatever you make, whether it's digital, whether it's music, anything else, you need to own it. If you don't, someone else is always going to have a say in that decision.
Yeah,
doesn't matter whether it's music, movies, anything else.
Yeah, and just remind people, because Ben Cesario makes the point that, okay, you know, you might be saying, well, what is Beyoncé or what are Jay-Z or what is Adele? What did Taylor Swift need with my money? But we understand that when it comes to the record label, it's not about that. that. It's about money coming in to help boost smaller bands.
That's what some of the artists will say. You might be cynical about that. You might say, we'll take a less cynical view and say it's about control over the way this stuff is released. We don't want these things released as singles. We want you to have to listen to the entire album. Or we don't want this to be thrown into a compilation mix. That was apparently one of Prince's problems with some of the stuff that was going to happen at Spotify. So it's not necessarily about money. It's not necessarily about helping other artists. It's about saying, I have control over my music. I have control over what I made. And I want some say in the way that people consume it.
Peter Kafka at Recode. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.